Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that helps you achieve the success that you desire in your life. I'll share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be more authentic, more confident, and more empowered. These are the keys to achieving all the success that you want. You know, a few weeks ago, I encountered something that I hadn't in 15 months. My office had a certain type of energy to it. It was because there was people there, like lots of people. It's something that you don't really notice when a year and a half ago, we're going to the office every day. But I had continued to go into the office on a regular basis because I had some team members there. There were engineers and technicians that throughout the entire pandemic, had to go into the office to work. And so I would try, at least, once or twice a week to go into the office to check on how things were doing. When I started my new job this year and when I relocated, it was important to go into the office to at least meet a few people and start learning company culture and just what was going on. And so I still went, into the office, even though most of my team was working from home. And then when we are transitioning you back into the office and there's a lot more people that hadn't been there in 15 months, it's just, you can just feel an energy, in the building. And compare and contrast that to when I was going into the office. I think when people went home, that no one expected to be home for so long. So it was almost like the office was frozen in time. There were like conversations on whiteboards that had never gotten erased. Like everyone probably figured, a week or two, they'd be back in the office. So like the messages just never were erased. And it's not like it was like disgusting or dirty. It was just like frozen in time and kind of felt a little eerie. We have the lights that only go on, if there's like motion. So because there weren't anyone in the office, it would be fairly dark. And then as you would walk around the office, the lights would turn on and just kind of an eerie feeling, right? Because of the lack of people. Now, when there's people in the office, the lights are always on. You could hear the hum of people talking. And we are back in the office 3 days a week. We're going in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Monday and Friday are optional work from home if you would like. And I think this is kind of pretty standard right now in the United States. I know a lot of countries are still, because of COVID, working from home, and there's still a lot of COVID outbreaks. So definitely, different based on where you're at. But I think in the United States, most businesses are either transitioning back to some type of work in the office, or they are at least signaling or talking about some kind of schedule to get back into the office. While we're back in the office, what I have really noticed is we've had some great meetings, in conference rooms. It's just so crazy after all the video that we've done in the last year and a half to be talking, face to face with people. And just it's a different level of engagement. You definitely can't multitask. You can't put your camera on, mute or something like that. You have to be engaged in the meetings, but it does allow for some better discussion, a different level of engagement. I've also, noticed over the last few weeks, a lot more quick questions can be answered. Stopping by someone's office, asking a quick question, rather than remember, oh, I need to schedule a meeting with them, find time on their calendar, on my calendar. And yes, we use Teams and chats and all that stuff, but it's just not the same as those impromptu, quick conversations that can take place, in an office. So I really like kind of the mixed schedule. And what I ask you, though, you know, as you are probably transitioning in some form back into, you know, work in an office, or it's not really, you know, life back to the way it was. In fact, there's some things that you probably don't want to go back the way they were. And so I ask you to take some moments, you know, and think about everything that you've done in the last 15 months. And what have you learned about yourself? You know, what types of things have you done differently in the last 15 months that you want to continue doing? What types of things that maybe do you miss and you want to restart up now that life is transitioning back to more of a normal? Because we shouldn't just go back. We should be very intentful and make decisions on how we want to go back. So this is actually something that would be really good to journal about. You know, take some time and write out how you've been living your life now and what you want to maintain. This could be everything from maybe you have a different sleep schedule than you used to have, going to bed earlier or get up later or vice versa. Maybe you get up earlier now. Do you have like different eating habits, different money habits? When you show up for your video meetings, you know, working from home, you show up differently. And it could be everything from dress to how you prepare, how assertive you are on camera versus in person. But take some time and think about how you're living your life now. And what do you like about that? You know, what do you dislike? After you spend some time doing that, and everyone's different, you know, some people that might be a 5-minute exercise. Some people might take, okay, this topic and journal on it for today and take the next topic tomorrow. Everyone's a little different in that. But after you've taken some time to think about, you know, what in your life have you been doing different now? What do you miss from your old life? You know, like I really miss being able to brainstorm with people at a whiteboard and talk through things and talk through just different ways to solve problems and what we might be seeing. I also miss traveling. I miss being able to visit my teams around the world and, you know, having dinner with them and learning about their cultures. And yeah, you can do that on video, but it's not the same as getting to do that in person. Now, take some time to journal. After you have these first two questions done, right? What have you been living your life differently now? What do you miss from your old life? Then what is the new way that you would like to go forward? And be intentional with this. You get to choose. You know, this is like an opportunity maybe to restart or make some changes. Because everyone hasn't been together. You don't have to just go back to being the old you. You can be anyone you want going forward. Really sees this opportunity as a forcing function. You know, I've told some people, even if they don't like, you know, New Year resolutions, the New Year is a great excuse to make goals and objectives for the year. And they can be done any day. Like no one really decides in July, I should make New Year's resolutions, but you could. So I think because it's kind of a forcing function, it's a good reason. So now that we're going back to work, use that to be intentional of how you want to show up and transform your life as you go forward. So in this new life, you know, what kind of things do you want? Do you want to maybe do a better job creating boundaries in your schedule? Do you want, when you attend meetings, to make sure that you get, you know, a seat at the table? Historically, do you sit in the back along the edge and try to blend in and not be the focal point of a meeting? Well, maybe now you want a bigger role in the meetings. Do you feel like in the past that maybe you didn't get enough credit for your ideas and now you want to make sure that you're getting credit for your ideas? You want to be more assertive and have things heard. Have you been wanting a new position? Maybe there's something different you want to do at work. Maybe you want to work for a different company, not even in the same company. Maybe it's even a different industry or something altogether different that you want to do. You want to start your own company. Maybe it's even just something small that, hey, you know what? Over the last 15 months, I haven't put makeup on at all. I don't want to do that going forward. So maybe now you have the courage just to make that change in your life. Big or small, it doesn't really matter what those changes are. It's just that be more you, be authentic, have the courage to be who you want. And so take some time to write out How do you want to be different? How do you want to show up different? Not for the sake of being different, for the sake of that you are giving yourself permission to be you, to be authentic. And then to do this, though, takes courage. You have to have the courage to be who you are. And a lot of times that's the reason we don't make the changes. You know, courage doesn't mean you don't get afraid. Courage means you just don't let the fear stop you. This is a quote by Bethany Hamilton. I love it, right? People still get afraid. They're still unsure. They don't know about the outcome. But you just can't let that fear stop you. And so any of these changes, if you want to be more assertive in the meeting, you have to have courage. So what is courage? It's defined as the ability to do something that frightens one. Mental or moral strength. To venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Courage implies firmness of mind and will in the face of danger or extreme difficulty. The courage to support unpopular causes. To me, courage is more about honoring and standing up for yourself, your beliefs, your feelings, your desires. And that's what we should be focusing on. As you have this opportunity to create the life that you want going forward, have the courage to be your life, what you want before you. I took a class, and I've talked about it a few times, you know, on this show several years ago. And the one thing that I really took from it was being courageous. So ever since that point, it's kind of been like a motto in my life. I try to be courageous. I try to be courageous in what I do. That doesn't mean it's easy or all the time it's just natural, but I know if I want to achieve whatever I want in life, I have to be courageous. And so that's kind of my goal. You could say overall, I want to lead a courageous life. When I first started to say I wanted to lead a courageous life, what I missed was to be courageous, you also have to be vulnerable. You have to risk failure. You know, it's being courageous doesn't mean being perfect. Doesn't mean that you do everything right all the time. Brené Brown does a lot of talk about this, that really the measure of the true measure of courageous is the measure of how vulnerable you are. And that just like was this big thing that clicked in my life. So all these things that you want to do, if it's you want to set better boundaries on your calendar, or maybe you want a new job, or a different position at your current job, or you want to take on and be the leader of some task or project that you know is coming up. Stating that takes courage because you may fail, you may be turned down, but that doesn't mean don't go for it. Maybe you just have to find out, what do I have to do to prepare for that? Or do I need to state it in a different way? Or maybe the path that I want to get there is not right, and there's a different path, and it's going to take some trial for that. So what we need to have is more courage. If we know where we want to go and we have the courage to get there and we're willing to keep trying, we'll find a way to be successful. So how courageous are you? And what areas of your life could use more courage? I think what you'd find out is no matter what area of your life that you are working on to be more courageous, as you get courageous in one area, you'll get courageous in other areas. So how do you be more courageous? It's just like, how do you get better at swimming? Well, you practice swimming. How do you get better at playing basketball? You practice basketball. How do you get better at playing the piano? Well, you practice playing the piano. So how do you get better at being more courageous? You need to practice being more courageous. So I've talked in the past about a model that I put together. I just kind of very simply called it the Clark Courage Model. And it has five elements of courage in it because there's multiple areas of your life that you can be courageous. So I want to review that quickly, and then we'll go over some different areas and steps that you can take to be more courageous in your life. And then the ideas that you put together in the first part of this show of what things that you want to do differently and more intentionally as you go forward, you'll have the courage to actually put them into practice. So the first element of courage is physical courage. And I think this is the one that everybody initially thinks about when they think of courage. You know, the fireman running into the burning building, or the military soldier, you know, it is a very important part of courage, and that, but that's not the only part of courage. So I listed always first because that is the first thing I think people think of. They think of something like physically and strong and being brave and overcoming pain, and usually something about danger that has to do with it when it has physical courage. And so yes, that is one, but that is only 1/5 of courage. So it's the first one we think about, is probably the most easy one to understand. And yes, you can work on being more physically courageous, but it's not the only one. It's only one little piece. The second one is emotional courage. And I think for me, sometimes this is probably the hardest. Emotional courage is the willingness to feel. Sometimes it's easy to shove out our, down our feelings and not admit that you want to have them, or you don't want to deal with them. You don't want to show them, right? People don't want to cry, and they don't want to show that they've been hurt. So instead of actually admitting and feeling these feelings, just like, I'm not going to deal with them. I'm going to pack them down like deep inside me, and hopefully no one will ever find them. Unfortunately, when you do this, someday they bubble up. So we really don't want to get rid of our feelings. We want to be and have the willingness to feel, and that's emotional courage. The first step of being emotionally courageous is telling the truth to ourselves. We can't deny our emotions. Even if you don't want to share them with others, you can want to at least start sharing the emotions that you're feeling with yourself. The third element of courage is moral courage, standing up for one's beliefs and injustices. It can be difficult to have the courage to say when you see something wrong. Maybe you see someone being bullied and you just don't want to say anything. You just find it easier to pretend you didn't see it, or just let it go. Don't get involved. But getting involved takes moral courage. And so that is just, it's difficult. It's easier to be on the sideline. So it's an area that you can practice having courage. The next one is social courage, not conforming to the expectations of others. You can think of this one of just going along with others, like whatever they think. So maybe someone asks you, hey, where do you want to eat tonight? Yeah, I don't care, wherever you want, even though you really want to go someplace. So sometimes it's just simply that we make choices because we think that the choice will align with others' beliefs, or we make choices because we're worried about the judgment of others. This is social courage. And the last one is intellectual courage, challenging old beliefs, willing to include others' point of view, willing to grapple with difficult concepts. You know, one of the things about intellectual courage is that you're really trying to search the truth, even if it isn't in your own best interests. One example where you can have intellectual courage is, you know, just asking someone to explain something to you that you don't understand. Sometimes we just don't want to tell people that we don't understand. You know, like, oh, this is a concept everyone else in the room obviously gets it. I don't want to tell people that I really don't understand what they're talking about. Can they explain it again? You can also have intellectual courage when you put yourself in someone else's footsteps, right? Trying to understand it from their point of view, because then that might be challenging, like the thoughts and beliefs that you've had for years and years and years, but you're trying to understand and have that courage to at least consider a different point of view. So it can be difficult just to even think about intellectual courage, but it's a great thing to practice. So of these five areas, you know, which of them would you say in your life you could use a little bit more courage? Which ones are areas that you could practice? And even if what you think is where you need to have more courage at work, you may or may not decide to practice having courage at work first. Sometimes it's easier to practice somewhere else. And it doesn't really matter where you start practicing to have more courage. What you'll find, the more courage that you have, the easier it is to have courage in other areas of your life. It's not like you have to start at zero everywhere in all these areas and all areas of your life. You get used to asking questions. Well, then asking a question at work becomes that much easier. If you set a small boundary in your personal life, setting a boundary on your work calendar is that much easier. So I wanted to give you a few things that you can do, you know, to practice your courage muscle. And this way, whatever the real goals that you set for yourself will become easier and easier as you go along. So one simple thing you can do, and this is great to do with a journal, is name a fear or phobia that you have. So sometimes we have these fears, but we don't even admit them. So just being able to admit them can be a great way to start having courage. You can't work on things that you can't talk about. Some of these people can't even say it. Let's say they're scared of snakes. They don't even want to say the word snake. So maybe practice writing it to admit you have this phobia. And then later you can start practice saying it to yourself in front of a mirror. But start small and practice this area. And that phobia could be in anything. I know I had a big phobia of appearing, wrong with something. Like I hated to write on the whiteboard because I might make a mistake. And so when I first had a job and my boss found this out that I was really too scared to stand at the whiteboard and work through things, every single day when we were in meetings, Sherry, up at the whiteboard. I had to take notes for every single meeting we were in. I had to do all the work on the whiteboard. Eventually, I got over my fear. And I'm actually really glad to this day he was that hard on me. It was something very important, you know, that I would have been limited probably in some of my career progression if I still had that fear. So it was good that I worked through that. A second way that you could work on courage is giving someone a compliment. I know that sounds easy, but you know what? So often we don't even say anything. And it could be anything from a compliment on the way they presented something at work or a report they wrote. I mean, they can be small compliments, but practice giving people compliments. It actually is more courageous than you might think. It sounds so simple, but it will kind of snowball as you go forward in life. The third one is actually can be hard. I'm going to challenge you to say no when necessary. Too often, it's easier to say yes. People pile more work onto you. They ask you to volunteer. They ask you to be involved in something additional when you know you don't have time for it and you don't want to do it. Maybe you just don't want to do it. Maybe it has nothing to do with time. You actually could do it, but you just really don't want to do it. Have the courage to say no. If you don't want to do it, if it doesn't fit in, if it's not aligned with your priorities, then you have the right to say no. Practice saying no. Simple two-letter word. You need to practice it. The fourth thing is ask for what you want. Not what you think others, you know, what's appropriate. Don't choose from the menu. What are your desires? Be willing to ask for them, especially right now if you're trying to make changes in your life. Practice actually asking for what you want. On the same hand, think about, is there somebody that you need to forgive? Let something go. Don't keep dragging up stuff from the past and carry that on and keep that burden going forever. Have the courage to forgive someone. The sixth thing I challenge you to do is try something new. It doesn't really matter what it is. You know, like if you've never cooked, try cooking. If you've never danced, sign up for a class. Maybe go kickboxing, maybe run, maybe go fishing. You know, there's a million things that you can do that you probably never tried, but have the courage to try something new. And you know what? You might be awful at it. That's actually can be one of the great things when you're not really good at something, but you can practice just giving it a shot. And then that way, when you're at work and you're trying to take on that new project, it's maybe okay that it doesn't go perfect because you're used to having to try something new and figure your way out and keep practicing. Another thing that you can do to have more courage is have a conversation with someone who's really actually, let's just say, different from you. And it can be different in any way. One time I was at a meeting and we were networking and I had a conversation with somebody, totally different background, worked in a totally different industry. And I just asked all kinds of questions about her experiences. And I learned a lot that I never would have normally had a chance to do. And it just really was courageous, you know, to ask some of the questions because I wanted to understand what she was going through and how some of her experiences in a minority in that setting were. And so have that conversation. And the last thing I'll leave you with, you know, to practice having more courage, just speak up. Just be willing to say how you feel, say what you think. Don't keep everything inside and not participate in meetings. So if you start with this list and then you think back to what we talked about at the beginning, you know, the changes that you want to do in your life, you can have more courage. Take this opportunity to make some changes in your life. Live your life intentionally. You know, make sure you're going forward and achieving the things that you want in your life. Take this opportunity to make those changes and you will be more happy, be more satisfied. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I encourage you to subscribe, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website, couragebeseen.com. You can find out my contact information there, more about my coaching program, ACEs. And I love to get feedback, you know, on the episodes and what you might want to hear about in future episodes. You can drop me a note. My email's there on my website. And until then, you know, I hope that you are trying some of these new suggestions out and living your life more courageous. I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.